17 to midday. This is 3BA's Ballarat Today as we welcome back to the program one of Ballarat's favourite sons who's got a pretty darn special anniversary happening today. It's the great marathon man, Steve Montaghetti. Good morning, Mono.
Brett, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm well. How are you feeling today?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. It's nice to reminisce. And they were such a positive time for Australia and, you know, to sort of had a personal role in that. It's nice to look back and they're all great memories, to be honest. So it's, it's not with any regret or reminiscing. It's just thinking, wow, what a special time it was for Australia, not only Sydney. Obviously, Sydney held the games.
Yeah.
I think, Australia embraced them. So it was, it's nice to look back on a terrific time for our country.
2 decades ago today, you were running the Sydney Olympic Marathon. And quite amazingly, I think it was yesterday, was the 30th anniversary of your win in Berlin, Steve?
It was, exactly. Yeah, so 2 days. I'm feeling old. I'm backing them up. And I think, I'm not sure if it's now or in the last couple of weeks, was the Dally Commonwealth Games. So they were 10 years ago. Sydney was 20 years ago and Berlin was 30 years ago. So nice synergy there.
Back in the days when both you and I had hair, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. That's a long time ago.
Hard to imagine. Now, Steve, let's go way back in time to your primary school days here in Ballarat. You weren't considered to be a good runner.
No, I wasn't really. I loved my sport and played a lot of, played cricket at Mount Clear and footy at North Ballarat. And I think at St. Columbus, that's the primary school I went to up in Lydian Street, used to catch the bus up there. And mm-hmm. I did run for the school a couple of times, apparently, a few people have reminded me.
Oh, right.
They're in sort of 800-metre races, longer races. And then I went to Little Athletics and I was only a slight little fellow. Not that I've grown. I'm not much bigger now, but
true.
I was pretty little then. And I wasn't I wasn't good at the power events, not good at the sprinting, and it was really only the last couple of laps of the little A's that I sort of seemed to be up near the front. And it wasn't the person's fault, but they suggested that athletics wasn't the sport for me. And
goodness gracious.
I think what it does show, looking back, Brett, is that in athletics there's an event for everybody. So, you know, if you got fast twitch, you know, you sprint. If you're big and powerful, there's field games. If you're athletic, there's jumps, high jump and pole vault. And then if you're a slow, useless at everything else distance, right? You know, you end up with me out in those longer events.
Hardly useless, Steve Montaghetti. Who was the person that noticed you had this excellent endurance?
Well, the significant moment in my life was I was running at St. Pat's. I didn't sort of do any athletics then until I was went to St. Pat's, and I was in, I think, year 8 or year 9, and my next-door neighbour, my dad still lives in the same house in Wendouree, and the next-door neighbour knocked on the door, and Gary Looker, who still works and lives here in Ballarat,
mm-hmm.
And he knocked on the door, heard I was doing a bit of running at school, saw me running around at home. He invited me out to a local running race out at Lake Burrumbeet, and that was 1976, and I've been basically running ever since. I just loved it. I just felt like, wow, this is just a place for me. I felt welcomed. I ran pretty well. I enjoyed it. I didn't find it hard. And I thought, wow, can I come back next week? And here I've been coming back every week since.
Well, good on you, Gary Looker. What an incredible find. So that was 1976. In 86, though, Steve, it really happened for you at the Commonwealth Games.
And that, again, it was an unusual circumstance. And people may not realise, and you talk about the Sydney Olympics, that was actually my only marathon in Australian soil, because I had the very unusual circumstance of going to the Commonwealth Games as a 10,000-metre runner.
Yeah.
But my coach, Chris Wardlaw, in his wisdom a few months before, saw there was a gap in the men's marathon team, and he rang me up and said, oh, look, would you be keen on running? I'll talk to Athletics Australia and see if we can get you in the marathon. And he did, and unbeknownst to me, it was a terrific result, and I ended up winning a bronze medal. So that was my first ever marathon, was at the Commonwealth Games, and then my career took off. I left Australia as this unknown 10,000-metre runner and came home as the next Rob DiCostello, and my path was laid out, and away I went.
Yeah, it was a real heyday for marathoning in Australia, wasn't it? Deke sort of paved the way, and you were hot on his heels.
Yeah, and also that day, Lisa Ondiecki won the women's event, so it was a really good day. We, we were celebrating having the two champions and then this new person that had arrived who hopefully was going to carry the baton for the next few years. So, yeah, it was pretty good time. And Deke was probably the best marathon runner in the world in 86. He broke the Australian record. He won marathons all around the world. And Lisa Ondieki would, in 88, win a silver medal in the marathon at the Olympics. So, you know, it showed that we had pretty good marathon runners.
What sort of gap, Steve, was there between the 10,000-metre race and the marathon? How many days?
I can tell you, the 10K was on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
The marathon was the next Friday morning.
No way.
About, what's that, 6 days, 5.5 days.
And could you feel it in your legs when you started the marathon? Were you thinking, uh-oh?
No, I felt great because being a 10,000-metre runner, I was quicker than everyone in the marathon field. So we were sort of jogging the first, or in my mind, we were jogging the first few Ks because I'd been used to running at a faster clip. And I mean, I ran 28:20, I think, in the 10K final, which is, you know, well under 3-minute Ks. And we were only running, you know, 3:10s or something, I think, 3:10 per kilometre. So it was a bit slower in the marathon. So I was really comfortable early and thinking, oh, this is not too hard. And then got a bit challenging in the middle, and then I never actually covered the 42K in training. So the last 5 or 6K, I was just running on memory. And luckily, I was in a fight for the silver medal position. Deke was up the road, and there was another guy and myself battling for second. And so that just kept me motivated. And imagine, you know, imagine, Brett, you're running along, you're first ever marathon, you're running down the road and you're ticking off the Ks. You suddenly think to yourself, God, I could get a medal here. This is just unbelievable. So I just hung in there and kept going. And Dave Edge ran away from me just as we approached the stadium. And I ran in and finished in third place. It was just amazing. Wow. I'm thinking, God, how's this happening? Is this for real?
What a pinch-me moment, Steve Monteghetti. What do you do with your medals like that bronze? Are they on display at home today?
I've got a home office. I'm in the office, and I can bend down and I can open a cupboard. There's a bag that's got a few boxes and a few jangling medals in there, and that's where they are, mate.
There you go, in a box in Steve Monteghetti's home office. Unbelievable. Steve, then there's the other stuff you've done. You picked up an Order of Australia. You were even a chef de mission for the 2010 Commonwealth Games in Delhi. It's a pretty impressive resume when you look back over the years.
Yeah, and that journey, and this, I do a bit of motivational speaking and talking to different groups for different reasons. And one thing I let them know, Brett, and I'm sure the listeners out there be interested, I was the last person picked for that 1986 Commonwealth Games team.
Wow.
Absolutely no doubt. I'd never been successful on the track. I was good at cross country and on the road, but I got under the 10K qualifying time by less than half a second, so I just snuck into the team. When I went away, no one knew who I was. I was going to team meetings and people would wonder if I was meant to be there. Who was this kid sort of sitting down the back?
Yeah.
And then you fast forward to 2010 when Perry Crossway, who was the CEO of Commonwealth Games Australia, he asked me, and he said, look, I think you'd be good as the chef. And I said, oh, geez, I couldn't do that job. And he said, no, I reckon you've got a good relationship with athletes, you're well-respected. Mm. Would you do it?
Mm.
So I was the first person picked for that Delhi Commonwealth Games team. So here we were, 24 years later, the last person picked to the first person picked in the team. And I owe so much to the Commonwealth Games because they gave me that first opportunity that I've continued to give back to Commonwealth Games. I'm now on the board, and it's just been a terrific organisation to support and be involved in, and to give back as the chef de mission and take on that role and be a part of the Australian team that was struggled in Delhi and Glasgow. We had a fantastic games at up on the Gold Coast in 2018, and was just a special way to be able to stay involved and give something back to the athletes.
Steve, the other thing we love about you here in Ballarat is that you are a proud Ballarat boy and you've never moved away.
No, never. I moved. We moved to Mount Clear. Does that count or not?
No, I don't think so. Same postcode, isn't it?
Same postcode.
Steve,
we moved out to Mount Clear.
All the way out in the bush at Mount Clear. Goodness.
That's it, I know.
The time is against us, Steve. It's such a great story, mate, and we are so proud of you, especially on a day when we look back at 2 decades and remember you in the green and gold for the last time for this mighty fine country of ours. Steve Monteghetti, thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks, Brett. Cheers, mate.